is buttery. I love it.
I know. It's Wine Wednesday. Welcome, welcome to the Vero Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest running this town as best as I can. Anna Valencia Tillery, and I am in the studio with Lila Blakesley of Gallery 14. Welcome, my dear friend from way back when.
Well, thank you. It's so wonderful to be here with you, Miss Anna.
It's always a good time when we get together, and we have the ability to collaborate on a lot of things we've done throughout the past 10 years, really. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that we helped to get off the ground running from the grassroots level, of course, was your baby, your genius, Gallery Stroll, which is in its which season now?
Well, I don't count the seasons, but the years. I know our gallery's been there 8 years, and it was the second year that we launched the very first stroll, and it wasn't even a gallery stroll because there's only two galleries. So it was an open house stroll, and we went around, and you helped me rally all the businesses, whether it's the acupuncture place or the hair salon, and helped us figure out how to you know, get everybody on board. And that's how it started. And we created something that's morphed into the first Friday gallery stroll because all of a sudden galleries were moving in there. And
left and right, yeah.
Yeah. And we went from 2 to 6 to 10. And it's just, someone told me I've created a monster now.
Well, this is the best, most attractive monster I've ever seen, Lila.
I know. And I think the fun thing that we're trying to solve now is the parking dilemma because it's become so popular. And, you know, I listen to everybody's rhetoric about the pros and the cons of everything. But since there's no public parking down near where most of the galleries are, they're all over the 14th Avenue, but We needed to figure out how to solve the problem with all the restaurants, too, so we don't hurt another business by trying to create something fun for our, you know, our clientele.
For your industry.
Yeah, in our industry, exactly.
That's well said, and I believe you've come up with an interesting compromise.
That's right.
That our listeners need to know about, because this Friday is the first Friday Gallery Stroll, and this is really going to be the first time that you're implementing it in such a way.
Well, we did it in February. And mm-hmm. And fortunately, in February, the wonderful thing is when I threw this idea out, which was to go to Go Line and rent the shuttle bus and use
Brilliant.
A city parking lot. And if the galleries would pay for it, it would be free for the gallery strollers. And we had to advertise, get the word out where to park, which is going to be the same place each month. And it's the parking lot just east of Jetson's on 12th Court. Between the Twin Pairs.
Absolutely.
And it was a seldom used evening parking lot because it's really not close to the galleries or the restaurants per se. And a lot of people being nervous about walking and worrying about the weather. What we decided,
Or their shoes.
They can wear their fancy shoes because they won't have to walk so far. But what made it special is I even went to the restaurants and the other businesses that do support what the galleries are doing. And they helped us also, you know, supplement the cost. And then I could also put together 3 small ads, and that helped get the word out. So the great part of us, the success of it, was that we had record crowds. All the galleries seemed to have sales as a result of it, which is the huge part
that's
of it. We're all trying to sell art.
That's the end result.
We're
yes.
not just trying to give away free wine and feed the public. We're
that's
trying
right.
to actually
mm-hmm.
sell art. But everybody knows it's a great way to be entertained on a Friday. And then the restaurants are packed. And it's wonderful to see so many people walking downtown.
Oh, it really is. And it adds so much life and vibrancy to our renaissance of a downtown that's transpiring right now.
That's absolutely right. Yeah.
Oh, yes. And to know that you were on the forefront of that, that's so exciting. Tell us and our listeners a little bit more about Gallery 14. I'm just guessing by the name, but there's 14 artists?
Well, at one time there was, but really it was because we're on 14th Avenue.
Aha.
And we started out where it was just an artist-owned gallery, but then we lost several partners several years ago, and we had to reinvent ourselves, and we became more of a traditional gallery in that we have 9 artists that pay the bills, manage it. We have our work featured there, but then we also have guest artists every month, and we also represent artists and treat it more like a traditional gallery.
Oh.
And in this way, every month during season, we have a different event or different artist, so there's always a reason to come back. You know, everybody.
It's not just stagnant. It's
right,
always something
right.
new to see when they're coming to the first Friday stroll mm. or anytime throughout the week.
Correct. And, you know, in December, we do a benefit for the Environmental Learning Center.
And we love that ELC.
Yeah, and it's an open juried show, the only one we do all year. And then the rest of the year, time, we do have special artists coming down. And we have a very special, two actual very special guest artists. One of them, though, is coming down from New York City. His first exhibit in
Vero. He's thankful for the opportunity based on the weather up there right now.
And the way he learned about our gallery is he does have relatives that live here, but he's never shown his work. And he is a young artist, and he's Italian. His name, you know, is Giuseppe Di Liberto. And he does these beautiful big abstracts that are based on digital photographs, but they're actual oil paintings. And they're really
a little mixing
really
of the old with the new.
Yes,
that's beautiful.
And they're big and they're beautiful. And so we're real excited about that. And then Joan Earnhardt, who's a highly awarded artist. I mean, last year at Under the Oak, she won first place in sculpture. She's been first place and best of show at Art by the Sea. She has. She's the other featured guest artist, and she has an amazing, exhibit of her assemblage sculptures.
Oh wow!
They're very deep. They're very interesting. So it's a real exciting show.
Wow. So and what time does it kick off for the first Friday?
It's the strolls are always 5 to 8.
Okay.
And then the shuttle will run from 5 to 9, you know, and we encourage people going to restaurants or to use the shuttle. This isn't just for the gallery stroll people, but we want it to just, you know, ease up all the parking and give people confidence that they aren't going to get their car towed because they parked in the wrong place.
This is true.
Yeah, no.
That's good.
Yeah.
Or that you're going to accidentally bump into something or someone. You know, there's a lot of peace of mind in saying, hey, I'm just going to hop on that shuttle. And who knows who you're going to sit next to, huh?
That's right. Well, another really special thing that happened is even though the gallery's paid for 3 months of this service, we are actually paid through April 3rd. When I asked the Go Line manager, Chris Stevenson, what could have been improved, because, you know, his driver could give me some insight. We had no idea how successful it would be.
Sure.
And they're going to give us a bigger bus without charging us more for it. Because he said that was the only thing. They just had too small of a bus because we didn't know that everybody'd really utilize
Like, who knows what the turnout's going to be? And then people are thinking that's brilliant because it gets frustrating going up and down one ways trying to find parking. So that's great. And that's great that the city and the Go Line and that the galleries, that yourself, that the other heads of the businesses throughout the downtown Dine and Design District could put all of their like-minded concepts into and focus it and channel it so that now you have an end result and a product that hopefully will yield great results and possibly revenue for everybody involved. Hint, hint, clue, clue. Just saying.
Well, the other thing I always try to explain to people, too, is that we're open more than just one night a month. We're open, you know, but this is always the gallery strolls. This is a misconception for people. They think this is like a fun city event or, you know, this is really our opening reception for all the galleries. Every gallery has something special.
Each month, something different and fresh.
And it isn't just, you know, this is really to try to get people in as if it was just a gallery reception. So, you know, and then the galleries will change out the art at the end of the month. But this gives everybody a reason to, if they can't make it that Friday, to please try to come another day, too, and see what, you know, the beautiful art that we have downtown by the local artists.
Very well said. And Gallery 14, what are your hours of operation there?
Well, we're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 3.
Okay.
And or by appointment, like if someone did only have Sunday or Monday to come, you know, by, we would certainly, if they can, you know, contact and leave a message, we can open up special for them. I know in the summer, we shorten our days and we even close for August and September, but I've still sold art in those off months
because people
will see art in the window and they'll just call the number and we'll get back with them and, you know.
And what is that number?
Oh, it's 772-562-5525.
Oh, that's easy to remember.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of the fact that you have art and specialty art, that which you and the fellow 8 artists make, and those featured pieces, for example, sculptures, you are a big fan and supporter of one of the sponsors of this show, Pac-Mail Beachside, who has been able to help make sure that the sales of certain pieces get to the proper destination.
Absolutely.
Could you tell our listeners a little bit more about how that connection is working out?
Well, I'll tell you what, when you came and they made the proposition of how we could work together, the first time that we'd ever had this problem solved so easily, because normally I would be the one who'd have to take the painting down to get an estimate. Then I have to get back with the client and have charge, and they have to either send me a check or we do something. And it was very complicated. And
a lot of people
just, it was too, you know, they weren't sure how much it was going to cost. They didn't feel comfortable with it. Now, what we've found, and I've even done price comparisons, that there is definitely a discount that PacMail gives us. Mm-hmm. They have a free service to pick up the art. And from the time it leaves the gallery, no matter if it's a sculpture or a painting, you know, it's in their hands. And that's where the service is. It's just perfect. And we have not had any problems. And we've had a lot of artwork shipped in the last year. And this is the first time that we'd ever experienced it. And like I said, it simplified it. And when people walk in and say, oh, I live in Minnesota, I said, no problem.
No, we will get it there.
They will. And they, all the what they do is pick it up, and then they'll do a direct, you know, transaction with the customer. So the gallery is not, you know,
involved or liable or not stuck following up, because that becomes tedious. Well, I mean, you're planning a monthly event. You're trying to coordinate transportation for an entire city. You don't have time for that. No, but it truly is a nice thing that it worked out so beautifully, and to have that endorsement and to know that the services are appreciated. I mean, shout it from the rooftops, Lila. Let all your fellow artists know. But that is really the epitome of a compliment to get, is to know how valued it has on your business and moving forward, how you just know that, yes, we basically have an in-house shipping department.
Well, absolutely. And I have one client who had something shipped prior to that wrapped at a different business, and then one that that PacMail on the beach did. And the way it was presented, the way it arrived, everything was so, it was very professional. It was over the top, and we've not had any problem at all. So, yeah, no, we know that it's a super professional way to go about doing this, and it raises all the, you know, the levels here of making it easy for our clientele to purchase art too, particularly that don't live here.
That's superb, and that's just it. When they're here at the gallery, we don't want to prevent them from making that decision to say, I must own this piece. Mm-hmm. We want all of the pieces to fall into place so that they say yes.
Yes.
Yes to the art.
Absolutely.
Now, the gallery stroll is this Friday, commencing at 5 to 8, shuttle from 5 to 9. We're going to be back with more in store while we sip on this delicious white wine, compliments of Blue Star Bourbon Bar.
Great bureau scene, make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach magazine in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm fleece on a cold
day. I want to
day.
Be a football
I
stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org.
Brought to you by Keep Indian River Beautiful.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Well, what a fun show. I love all the ladies in the room. Donna Roberts, my producer, who I just love and adore. And, of course, Lila Blakesley of Gallery 14 and the creator of the First Friday Gallery Stroll, a customer, a friend, and just so much more. So it's really fun. And we're sipping on this gorgeous white wine. It's a Verdejo that is made by Hernara Vera, which is my favorite red Grenache that Blue Star Bourbon Bar has by the glass. And they just came out with this white. It's a 2013 vintage, and it is crisp, is it not?
Yes, and buttery. And
buttery.
Delicious,
and it's just, the Verdejo is like a distant cousin of the Chardonnay grape, yet it has some characteristics of a Sauvignon grape. Mm-hmm. So it's like the best of both worlds, and it has an incredible label. So this is new at Blue Star Bourbon Bar. And of course, there's going to be lunch and dinner. Donna clearly wants to see the label. There's going to be lunch and dinner and live music Tuesday through Saturday there at Blue Star. And so after the gallery stroll, perhaps you just keep walking north on 14th Avenue. And you got to check out the amazing bands and the amazing cuisine that Kitty Wagner is putting out right now. It's delicious. My partner in crime is not here today, but we are drinking her wine. So thank you. We love you for that. In addition, Foxy Nails. Lila, do you sometimes go and get your nails done?
Yes, I do.
And Foxy Nails is right there next to Hallmark in the Fresh Market Plaza. And I was there this past Friday. It was booming, and everybody had smiles on their face and walked out feeling happy. It may be because they serve wine or margaritas, but it may also be because of the quality of the job that they do. Check out I did some pink sparkle tips. What do you think, girls? Yeah.
That's really pretty.
It's so pretty. It's so like spring. I mean, I'm already feeling like spring is coming on. There's no doubt about it. And so I got the full manicure, pedicure, the works. They're open on Sundays. So again, if you're looking to get glamified, I know prom's a few weeks away. There's all sorts of things that could take place, but gift cards. In fact, my girlfriend, and she's a sponsor of this show, Republic Services. We'd like to thank them for their sponsorship. In addition, if you know of anyone who's getting ready to do some spring remodeling, you need a dumpster rental, Republic Services has the best prices. They dump it directly in front of your home. You can get all your work done, throw everything away that needs to be disposed of, all that debris, and then they pick it up. Bam. Voila. Done. And so Republic Services is simply an amazing company, and they helped host and sponsor the recent Keep Indian River Beautiful Awards, which took place last week. We would like to thank them for their recognition. Not only are they my favorite nonprofit in town right now as I serve on the board, and I love making this area beautiful. I mean, you want to keep where you live beautiful, truly. But White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery was honored as the Environmental Company of the Year. So that was pretty outstanding for our waste reduction methods as well as for our reuse philosophy. So that was really huge. But her daughter had a party this weekend, a little birthday party. And the sweet little girl gets her little nails and toenails painted with her mom from time to time. And so, of course, I got a Foxy Nails gift card. So if you're thinking outside of the box, even for sweet little girls, they have these little princess chairs. And so it's really a nice little tie-in. So that was, what, three sponsors all in one story. Loved it. That was good. That's the wine, perhaps. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So, Lila, the first Friday gallery stroll, you now have 10 galleries downtown, you say.
Right, right. And we hope they can all stay. You know, some businesses have come and gone.
Sure.
And I do know that one of them we will be losing, you know, just her health and everything. It's not like they can, you know, but hopefully another gallery will come in.
Yeah.
And this year we also had one, Ray McLendon, one of the Highwaymen artists, he opened up a gallery.
Oh.
So we lost one from last year and a new one opened up, and then we're going to lose one we know this season. Maybe another one will move in. And I just heard there's a couple more that have opened up
prospects.
smaller ones just a little bit south of us. They're not quite in our arts district, but we do see that there's all these local artists are just popping up everywhere, you know.
The sort of residual effect
exactly.
of it all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, like Artists Guild, I think they have 17 artists in their organization. Flame Tree, I'm not sure how many clay artists there are there, but I know there's at least, I would say, 12 or maybe 15.
Wow, true, yeah.
And then we have, you know, we have 9, and then Tiger Lily has 6, and they have a working studio. So when you start looking at these, you know, how many local artists have found their little home in the Arts District downtown.
It's a warm and fuzzy feeling.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a good feeling, most yeah. definitely. Of course, one of the main sponsors of our show is Vero Beach Magazine. And we love them dearly. The brand new March issue is out. The cover is beyond gorgeous. It's a beautiful, beautiful picture there at Orchid. And wow, I mean, it's breathtaking. It might be one of the biggest editions yet. The recipes are absolutely out of this world. And yet, relatively easy in the scheme of things. So if you don't currently have the this month's edition, they are available at Pac Mail Beachside. You can go in, purchase for a minimal $5. In addition, there's several back issues. If you know of a person or a couple that was featured perhaps in the wedding segment or their business was featured, you can always go back and request a past edition, and they will make sure that you get a copy of that publication. So that's a nice service. But Vero Beach Magazine, they do a great job at helping to promote these events, including, of course, the first gallery stroll, as well as a number of other nonprofit things that are happening throughout. And they have a calendar of events. So if you're looking for something to do and perhaps you just don't want to mess with the internet, I am personally just a big fan sometimes of laying back and flipping through a book, flipping through a magazine. It's just that you can touch it, you can feel it. I like the quality of their gloss paper. I mean, perhaps it's the marketer in me, but it's true. I just like that. And so there is always that feature within every month's publication of a calendar of events of things you can go do. Now, this weekend is, of course, the Habitat Hoedown. It's this Saturday. It's $75 a ticket. It's going to be held out at the Sun Aviation. Yours truly, hostess with the Moses, Anna Valencia Tillery, serves as the entertainment captain. This is my third year in a row, and I have to admit, I have outdone myself. It is going to be a hoot. The food, a full cocktail hour, complimentary cocktail hours included. It's going to be out of this world. And I would encourage, if you haven't purchased the ticket yet, there are still some available. You can go to irchabitat.org, or you can simply call up the Habitat store and they can make arrangements for will call tickets. But you don't want to miss this. There's a wine toss. There's a photo booth. There's Crooked Creek. Need I say more? I just love me some Crooked Creek. Are you familiar with them, Lila?
No.
Oh, they're wonderful. They do a lot of like modern country cover, but it's outstanding. And we have Kristen O'Connor, who was one of the top placers for American Idol, hometown girl, Sebastian, born and raised, and she will be our celebrity guest host. So it's going to be worth attending again. That starts at 6 o'clock this Saturday out at Sun Aviation, and all of the proceeds go to benefit the Habitat for Humanity, of course. Sandridge, by the way, also a sponsor of the show. They have been kind enough to donate some rounds of golf, all of the golf balls for our Hillbilly Golf Game, in addition to offering training and coaching for children right on up through adults. Sandridge and their lead golf pro, Bella Nagy, are really outstanding. And their pro shop is full of great accessories for that special somebody in your life that's a golfer. I've got my eye on these new golf shoes. I still have to perfect my swing, but I'm going to start with the shoes. That's really, I'm prioritizing on my own level, on my own side of things. Just saying. Did you know that customers can pick up a preferred shipper card from PacMail and on their 10th visit get $20 off their next shipping?
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah. So that's in full rock and roll form. Next time you go into PacMail, make sure you ask for your preferred shipper card. And while you're there, if you show them that you like Facebook, or if you like PacMail on PacMail Beachside on Facebook, either in front of them or you already like them, you get $1 off instant. Bam. Okay. That's starting this month. I should know. I started the campaign. I ought to know about it. It's a good thing.
Sounds like a great thing.
I know, right? Who doesn't like $1 off? And I would like more Facebook likes. Clearly, I need more Facebook likes for PacMail Beachside. And White Glove, too. White Glove Moving. Just saying. So, Lila, if people want to get in touch with Gallery 14, they want to know more about this upcoming First Friday stroll, or perhaps do a appointment one-on-one and look at particular pieces, they can get in touch with you how again?
Once again, they can call the 562-5525 number, of course, area code 772. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have a great website, you know, www.gallery14verobeach.com, and they can see a lot of things being promoted there as well. But it's much better to see the art in person.
Oh, yeah. And I couldn't agree more. Yeah, so. And you provide wine at this First Friday show. These are important details for me.
Well, absolutely. like I said, this is a gallery reception. Whether we're in New York or Chicago or Vero Beach, we're having an art reception. So we always have a very nice wine. We're doing a light Chardonnay. Ooh. And some little appetizer-y snacks, as always.
Perfect. Be sure to visit theveroinsider.com. Support our sponsors. We'll see you all out at the Gallery Stroll on Friday and at the Hoedown on Saturday. Cheers.
Cheers.